pretty well what I told you about, that we've had some horrific analyses of individual parts of our food. They are largely suppressed, for instance, and they're even suppressed at the federal level. The CSIRO Division of Food Industry told me when I was in Canberra that they'd measured the cadmium content of the green foods on sale in Canberra, because the superphosphate that we're using for Christmas Island had high cadmium and uranium levels. It had 40 parts uranium per million and a lot of cadmium. And all of this is in our food. And I found that this was about four times health limits. And they were ordered by the chief of division to suppress that report. And I said, why? And he said, because if you don't, I've been told to sack you. So we won't know. Australia's just full of namby-pamby people. Now why shouldn't we know we've got cadmium in our food? Why shouldn't we reject those green vegetables because they've been grown with superphosphate? That's at federal level. That's in the Australian Capital Territory, and the word came from federal politicians to suppress that report. We don't want that report, and you're not allowed to release it, and you sack anybody who tries to release it. So they gave it to me. So I announced it on radio, so it got in the paper. So those guys got into trouble. But a lot of scientists have got into trouble, and a lot of scientists have been sacked because they spoke up. And for acid rain, I reckon there's more scientists sacked than blokes signed on acid rain. In the United States, you mention acid rain to a scientist, he goes white and he walks away. I don't want to tell you, he says. I don't want to tell you. That's just ridiculous. However, they tell me, and I tell everybody. And I name departments, I name individuals, I name chiefs of departments. If I can find out the politician that said these guys will get sacked, I'll name him too.
What about the Freedom
of Information Act? No, I don't know anything about that act. It was subsequent, I think, to this anyhow. I think it's very, very recent. And I think we should be able to spring a lot of food analysis reports if you get onto that. And I reckon we want a team on it. You know, I think you should be able to spring a lot of reports that simply are not out as public knowledge. For instance, just have a look at the cadmium content of green vegetables in your stores. It'll be very interesting. It's very, very bad in Canberra. Just have a look at the DDT in your dairy products. It's very bad. Just have a look at your, what do you call this stuff, margarine, and see if you've got any metacystox left in there, because that, in your Merck index, you can read what that does to you. You don't want to get it on your skin. Swallow it by all means, but don't get it on your skin. You know, it's like Colonel Sanders' chickens. Lick your fingers, but don't eat the chicken.